The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Welcome to my brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis Big Dog Woof 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 McElroy.
I'm your baby, 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 Mac McElroy.
This is the show. This is the my brother, me. It's an advice show, and I have huge news.
What was that sound?
Looking up. I was logging into the app of note today.
Okay.
To talk about
you were jacking in.
I was hacking in, jacking in.
You jacking them in.
So I'm huge on TikTok.
Yes.
And
yes.
I just want to talk about it because
Is it your character where you talk about cryptocurrency trends?
It's not Crypto Kid.
Damn, that hasn't found purchase in the soil.
Crypto Kid did not catch on.
Is it the one where you just kind of posted a video of some guys that vaguely look like a love child of our dad and Paul Sabourin singing a song together?
What? No, that was Oh No You Did It, the music from music for the Mercenaries app.
It would take far too long to, yeah.
This is I will play the audio. This becomes such a big hit, and this is a touchstone of my childhood that I've been trying to get going again for years.
Yeah.
Right. So let me just play this, and then we'll move on from there. Give me one second.
When I was a little lad, if I wanted berries and cream, Mummy made me do the little lad dance. Now Mummy's gone, but I still like to do the little lad dance, and you might too. You just run in place. Nice form.
So this is him like telling you how to do it, but here's the actual audio.
It looks a little something like this. You look wonderful. Now, sing the berries and cream song. Berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream. Up the octave, go for it. Berries and cream, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
So I've been trying to get this guy to make a comeback for a very long time. By the way, he's now a dance teacher in New York who does not like to talk about the little
No, no, no.
No.
I just looked it up. It's Jack Fervor. His genre-defying performances, which have been called so extreme that they sometimes look and feel like exorcisms, explore the tragic comedy of the human psyche.
But also, he was the berries and cream boy.
Also, he fucking loves berries and cream.
Berries and cream, and please don't mention it, because he don't like it. He don't like to talk
about
it.
That's a shame, because I like it so much.
So here's the thing. I put this sound up. And I just uploaded the sound as a public service to TikTok.
Yeah.
And I just wrote on there, please make great art with this sound. It's what we all need.
Yeah.
And it sat dormant since January 5th. And then at some point in August, all of the teens.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All of the teens decided they could do something really special with this sound. And so far, the video itself, which is not even like a good predictor of... okay, the sound has been used in 12,600 videos.
A normal
That's
amount.
That's a lot.
Oh, it's a lot of videos.
That's a lot. I don't know. It's so big, and it went viral. And here's the thing about it, guys. I'm a creative professional.
Right.
If I may be so bold, yeah. I'm an entertainer. I'm a creative professional, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
It is almost now 100% assured that the biggest cultural impact I will have, speaking in a global sense, is the fact that I uploaded a clip of the Berries and Cream Boy. Nothing I do after or before, in terms of scope, will reach as many people as the time I clicked upload on the Berries and Cream Boy dance.
When we get to the 2024 election cycle and MSNBC brings you on to get your thoughts, because I believe by that point you will be, I don't know, maybe a lawyer or a political commentator, your caption at the bottom will say Justin McElroy, Berries and Cream amplifier.
Yeah, right? Berries and Cream influence.
You are living the first line of your obituary.
I'm in the moment.
Justin McElroy, primarily known for putting Berries and Cream sound on TikTok, died today when he was murdered by Jack Fervor.
Whoa, Justin was the Berries and Cream guy?
No.
He put the sound up on the TikTok app
and it's the biggest thing he's ever done.
And then he was subsequently murdered by the Berries and Cream guy.
The truth of this is just occurring. I thought it would be fun to talk about, but the truth of it is crushing.
Yeah, no, it's not.
The truth of it is crushing me. There's 12,600 videos, millions upon millions of views of my greatest work, which is uploading the sound for the Berries and Cream Boy dance.
Yeah. It's like when Michelangelo unveiled the roof of the Sistine Chapel, but then while he was doing it, he farted, and then that's all people would talk about for the rest of his life.
It's not even that, Travis.
It's like, if Michelangelo told everybody a dirty limerick that he heard when he was a kid, and that was the thing that everybody was like, oh yeah, Michelangelo, he's the one that always used to recite that dirty limerick for everybody. I love that.
Hey, check out the ceiling of this beautiful building. It was painted by that guy who retold that dirty limerick.
Yeah, who recited a dirty limerick from memory. Except it's like, it's even worse than that because it's from a Starburst ad.
Yeah, it's not even like a funny clip from a movie or a song.
It would be like if Michelangelo's great claim to fame was he recited this McDonald's commercial from memory. And we all loved it so much. And it was better than his paintings for sure.
That actually would be pretty amazing if it was like Michelangelo saying, ba da ba ba ba, I'm loving it first.
Shit, that would be good.
But because something had traveled back in time and influenced him to do that.
Like, we love, you guys know, sure, we love the nerd shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Dungeons and Dragons and Munch totally, Squad and all this garbage. But,
Richard and Morty.
Dream is always, to be able to break free of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to be our own, to just be a mainstream success.
Fake geek boys is what we are.
I'm ready to share that.
Who's somebody who's like, oh, man. I was trying to think of somebody who has done this and has not come crashing back down to earth like fucking Problematic Icarus. Give me a second. No, I don't have anybody, but you can
take it. It definitely happened. Just sort of conceptually, it might be possible.
Yeah.
It will definitely be us who will make this succeed.
We'll be the first ones.
But it's like, I finally found mainstream success. And the real double whammy is, it's not even a way I'll financially benefit.
It is, in fact,
stolen content that I don't have the right to reproduce.
I would go so far as to say, Juice, not only will you not financially benefit from it, you will not brand-wise benefit from it. There will be no increase in your SEO because of it.
No.
You will find literally no benefit for your great work.
The only actual repercussion might be actually that I find myself at the center of a tawdry legal threat
now, but
from Starburst Incorporated.
That's something you could make into a drama.
Even that
drama.
Would be beneficial. You're right.
Yeah.
Even that would help. Because
you could make a movie out of that. Yeah.
Oh, the guy that got sued by Starburst. I love that guy. What a hero to the people. And what if it be that?
Please, you have to come testify. No, I don't like talking about the berries and cream thing anymore. Jack, please. Please, no. Jack, you have to come testify.
This is the biggest thing. Biggest thing I'll ever do. Me and Jack Fervor have a thing in common now.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about the berries and cream thing anymore.
You get it now.
We've
get
done
it.
Other stuff, you know?
You understand why he is the way he is about the berries and cream ad. Because you also don't want to be just that.
There is also a possibility here, and I don't want to get too meta here, but this is such a specific reference and such a weird thing that was created back in like 2000 whatever, that it's possible that this is something Justin puts out, right? And some youth sees it now who never saw the commercial. And then eventually time travel is created. They go back in time, tell someone about it before the commercial is made, and inspires the commercial to be made. And it is that loop that allows our like universe to continue to exist.
Interesting.
Here is how badly.
That also doesn't benefit Justin, though.
No,
which is important.
Here is how badly I bungled this.
Yeah.
Even if you were to go through to my TikTok page, here's what you would find. My username is Hoops McElroy. That is not my name.
Your name. Okay.
Can't search that.
Nope, not useful.
My icon is a picture of four chicken nuggets with their labels on them. That's not helping me. And I have no bio. There's no way. I have made the perfect dead end for content. There is no way I could benefit from this.
Yep, you fucked it up, but I guarantee you, Juice, Super Bowl 2022.
Oh, yeah.
He's back in a big way. It's like how State Farm was like, hey, guys, remember Jake from State Farm? Now he's back in all the shit. Starburst is going to be like, one more ride, Jack. He's going to be like, I can't. I've talked so much shit. But they're like, check out this dope TikTok.
I could at least fix the bio.
You at least fix the bio.
Uploaded berries and cream sound.
Yes.
Comma. Yep, that's me. It's
all rights reserved.
No rights reserved.
No rights. Absolutely.
Creative
no
Commons
rights.
3.0 attribution license. Berries and cream funny video TikTok.
Justin, could we attempt to parlay this into you becoming the next berries and cream spokesperson? Right now, there's brand association.
I can't overstate the extent to which this doesn't help me at all.
No, not without a little elbow grease.
It might as well be anonymous. Like, it might as well be anonymous.
You think anonymous can help you?
Maybe anonymous could change that sound to where it's like, Justin McElroy does different podcasts. You can listen to it and donate to him.
Listen.
Maybe anonymous can figure out a way to do that.
If anonymous is listening, first of all, thank you. We're flattered. Second of all, any insight, any help you can offer here as to how I guess we can hack the berries and cream sounds?
Yes.
Just let us know, please.
And the biggest outcome of this would be is if Starburst brought back berries and cream flavor fruit chews. Because those were pretty fucking good, I think we can all agree.
And Justin, if you could do something with Tastations next and see if you can bring those back.
I love that.
All right.
Please bring back Tastations.
All right. Let's do our show.
Yeah. So I don't know why you would listen to us
at
this point, like seeing how badly I've bungled this.
Well, they were checking in to see if you would do more of that berries and cream content that they love. And hey, look at that. We did. Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah, here I am. You've probably found your way to the podcast because I'm so famous from when I uploaded Berries and Cream that one time.
Yeah, it's so weird to listen back to this now that you're president in 2024.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how did he get started?
Oh, I will not benefit from this at all. I've wasted it. I wasted my big shot at, like, what? This happens to people, right? Like, green shirt guy, right? You know, green shirt guy who was in that one meme where he was laughing?
Oh, Ken Bone.
No, that's red shirt. It doesn't matter for my joke because they're both on Cameo. And like, they're green shirt guy who is laughing in that one meme is on Cameo and he'll send a Cameo to your friends and family. But like,
does he wear a green shirt?
He has to.
Yeah, right?
He has to wear a green shirt in every video. I hope he's doing okay.
This week, I'll tell you guys, as I was putting together the question list, I think we really helped some people this week. Like, right, oh, cool. I think we got some real
nice change of pace.
Actionable emails.
I've been seeing my current partner for about 2 years, most of it being long distance due to COVID. Oh, that's awkward timing. I know that's uncommon. I know other people who've been in that similar scenario. It's going to be tough.
All right.
A friend of mine told me that my partner is planning a surprise Dirty 30 party for me. The problem is I'm turning 29 this year, not 30.
The dirtiest 30.
Yeah. God, why do we even need three of us anymore?
I actually have stuff to do. Is it cool?
I tried laying down some hints for him, but he seems to think I'm pulling his leg. Do I now need to spend the rest of my life pretending to be 1 year older than I am? That's too young in Youngstown, Ohio.
Well, this is okay. It just occurred to me. I think a little bit of the wrinkle here is I think the pulling his leg is that like media like inspired joke of like, oh, I'm not turning 30, I'm turning 29 again, right?
Yes, exactly.
That kind of shit, right? I think that's it, but right? Because I was like, why would they think you're joking? It's not, oh, okay, now I get it.
Because I think we can all agree 30 is a disgusting number. And once it's like, woof, right?
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Turning 30 is great because you're the youngest old person.
Yeah,
like
that's
at
true.
30, you can like actively complain about feeling old and nobody rolls their eyes anymore, but you're still young enough that you can like
You could start playing tennis.
Right. Shines off that Apple Boy 40.
Yep,
oh yeah,
but
no. At that point, you don't enjoy that shit.
I think we can all get on board with this, is that when you're born, you're one. Because you're in the first year.
Oh, so you're talking about centuries versus like 19th century is like the 1800s on, right? Centuries versus hundreds.
Exactly. Okay. It's fucked up that we do that way, but not our age that way.
It is weird to say like, oh, that baby's zero.
This how many years old is your baby? Oh, my baby is 5 months old. I didn't ask that. They're in their first year. They're 1 year old. So you are entering your 30th year. Congrats.
But they're not 1 year old, are they? They're in their first year.
But what Griffin is arguing is you're entering your 30th year.
Yes. Huh.
Thus begins your 30th year.
Yeah, no, I can see that. That's for sure. That's definite.
You don't say, I have completed my 30th year.
No.
And now right? Like, that's weird also.
I'm beginning my 30th planetary cycle.
Maybe the partner could be like, that's right. Oh, yes, I knew this. This information related to me. I was aware of this. It's a year-long party.
Oh,
shit. Yeah.
You get it? It's like a year-long party.
What's that mean, Juice?
Well, the party don't stop. The party. It's a celebration for you being 30 that's so monumental.
Yeah.
It has to start at your previous birthday.
Okay.
It's a year-long, multi-tiered, multi-dimensional celebration.
Pitch me a version of this that isn't terrible for me.
Okay, well,
no, for Griffin specific.
Okay, so you anytime if you imagine your partner is having a birthday and it's a and it's like a year long, right?
Yes.
So for 1 year, whenever there's conflict or anything approaching conflict in the relationship, you don't have to do the mental calculus of, should I be supporting my partner's needs or should I be looking after my own needs to find that delicate balance that's key to any relationship?
Yeah.
For 1 year, you can just relax and really put yourself in the back seat. You know what I mean? There's nobody could get me guff about it because it's their birthday.
It's their birth year, yeah.
Now,
it's their birthday celebration
year. It kind of feels a little bit like what you're saying, Justin, is like a year-long birthday party, but in the sense of like birthday party, parentheses, observed, in parentheses, where it doesn't sound like there's a lot of celebration occurring.
There are celebrations throughout, but they're surprises.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Cool. What do you mean?
Anything that happens. Well, what's cool is like for the whole year, you can do whatever shady things you want to.
And
let me finish the thought. And your partner is like, what have you been doing? You can just be like, coming up on your birthday, you should be asking some questions.
Oh, I see.
It's like, why does your trunk smell like that? It's like, shh,
birthday, boy.
Got a birthday. You got a B-day coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
blood?
You were saying,
birthday. Uh-huh. Birthday blood.
No, it's promotional for Dexter's Back.
Ooh! it's a year-long birthday celebration, and also...
That actually, well, that one I will answer for you. I'm part of a Dexter's Back street team that is promoting Dexter's Back.
So I'm leaving just, you know, some slides with blood on them all over town, some bloody knives all over town, just whatever bloody stuff I can find. I leave it all over town.
Hey, did you fucking kill John Lithgow on our couch? Yeah, it said Dexter's laboratory promotional materials.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the show, but it's supposed to be really good and back, so Dexter's Back.
Yeah, this stinker, he doesn't like murder, which is fucked up, right? Because it's like you do it quite a bit, huh?
He's like Kathy, you know, where he loves murder, but when he does it, he's like, ack!
Ack, yeah, sure. Ack.
You know, they're bringing Dexter's Back. When they do it, he's going to be on CBS. So they've had to tone it down. So really what he does is he punches... people.
Yeah.
But he can't let anybody know that he's, because his job is that he's not a puncher.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah,
if
sure.
But he does if he finds a serial killer or whatever, which that guy, by the way, I know he's like technically works at police, but like that guy meets so many more serial killers than I do.
Yeah.
Just per capita.
Well, he's looking for them, Justin. And I know you well enough to say that you are actively trying to stay away from serial killers.
It is one of my key concepts for 2021.
It's one of your top every year. You have the same New Year's resolution: avoid more serial killers.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Can't beat 100%. That's where I've been so far. No. Which is, I mean, I assume, right?
Yeah, I was about to say. I mean, I didn't want to get too dark, but like, I don't know. You've probably met a serial.
Well, that's
you've probably met a serial killer.
Hey, listener, take a second and rewind your whole life and try to figure out, like, have I met at least one serial killer?
That's why I have accepted that I can't avoid all serial killers. So I just try really hard to make myself not their type. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to be like, oh, no, no, not just, Travis,
just
though.
Just let him get through this thing.
Okay, so in closing, you could just say that you're nervous about turning 30 in a year. Oh, man, it actually, I just tried to bring it up in conversation. And it doesn't actually work. Theoretically, it's tough.
Yeah.
Hey, partner, I heard that you're planning a surprise party for me. I just want to make it clear to you.
No, you've ruined it. You've ruined it.
That's because surprise parties are fucking terrible.
Yeah, no kidding, Travis, but we don't get to be the arbiter of that.
Just let it, just do it. It'll be a fun story.
Oh, yeah, look at that. My grandmother confused the months, and she sent me a birthday card earlier, and here, but as she's written here, happy 29th. Thank you, Grandma. Actually,
I have a solution to this. Your friend ruined the surprise, right?
Yep.
Your friend needs to fix this.
Yes.
If they ruin the surprise, your friend needs to go back to him and be like, hey, listen, this didn't occur to me before when it definitely did occur to me and I was just too scared to mention it. But like, they are turning 29. Like, there is no reality in which this should be a dirty 30 party. Fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make them fix
it. You are right, Justin, and you should say it.
I mean,
you
did say it.
I think it's the thing people say.
Hey, speaking of avoiding getting murdered, can we approach the wizard? Because I have more life-saving. I feel like this segment has stopped being like a humor column and more like a slumdog millionaire, like little seeds that I'm planting in the listener's mind so that when they do face off against a charging ostrich, they like know what to do. Weirdly,
it's weirdly like our best chance to actually help.
Yeah, in like a big, in like a really important way.
Also, our best chance to have somebody like owe us a life debt and
exactly.
Like write us into their will or something like that. You know,
seven or eight people sent this in. Thank you. How to survive an encounter with an ostrich? They can be found in the wild on safaris or on ostrich farms. I feel like if you get into this scenario, it's mostly on you. I don't typically find myself in places where ostriches are. You know what I mean? They're not
Here's the thing. I agree with you, Griffin, if you go to an ostrich farm and you get attacked. But what I'm saying is, with zoos and transports and such, the chances of an ostrich appearing in my backyard are very, very, very small, but not zero.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess
You know what I mean? We got the Cincinnati Zoo right here.
Yeah, and one could escape.
one could escape. I'm not saying that it has. Please don't freak out everyone in the Cincinnati area. But yeah, you'd know. Oh, yeah. Some monkeys got away here recently, and it was a huge news story.
Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
There was another WikiHow article people sent in about how to survive a monkey attack. Maybe we'll do that one. Maybe we'll do that one next time. But I feel like the ostrich is scarier because guess what? I'm going to just start reading about method one, evading a charging ostrich. Look for cover because these motherfuckers can run up to 43 miles an hour. That's quite fast.
It's so fast.
That's quite fast.
Those weird legs. So how do they do that?
I don't even think about it. The ostrich's body
Do they spin like the roadrunner's legs?
Yes, exactly. They windmill. You got to get somewhere that is going to just break their stride. They're so much faster than you, and they'll kick you in the back, and then you're pretty much dead. Hide. Yeah, conceal yourself. Ostrich fast. Pretty stupid. So you got that going for you, at least. Another thing ostrich can't do is fly. Get up a tree.
You fly away, you're fine.
If you fly away, it's fine. Ostrich can stand up to 7 to 9 feet tall, so make it a big tree.
Jeez.
It doesn't have teeth. That's a bonus. It can jab at you with its beak and upset your balance. And once you get into foot town, once you hit foot range of the ostrich, that's the ball game. Here's a fun one. Dive into a thorn bush. It sucks. It sucks. You know what else sucks? Getting disemboweled by an ostrich. Yeah. Jump right in a thorn bush, and an ostrich will be like, no. That's no thanks.
Just a quick reminder. I think sometimes we people who are not around ostriches routinely kind of think of them as a little bit doofy. But as you've been describing the ostrich, I'm reminded that birds evolved from, dinosaurs.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And the last thing to do, if just all else fails, you can't get up a tree or hide or whatever, just lay on the ground and you think like, oh, it's just going to leave you alone. No, it's going to still beat the shit out of you, but it's going to be apparently a little bit better because the force of an ostrich's kick is dramatically reduced when you lay down, right? Because they kick forward and then downward. So, they are going to scratch your... It says lay in your stomach to protect your organs. I don't really know how to prioritize them when I'm doing that. But
well,
then guess
if you're worried about disembowelment, that's going to be tummy area.
That's going to be, I guess, tummy town. And also, hey, you're also not safe from the ostrich sitting on you because these bad boys can weigh between 200 and 350 pounds.
Ooh,
fucking fuck. Wow. So that's evade an ostrich.
They're so big.
There's got to be advice on how to calm them down, right?
Well, no, actually, before that, Travis, step two is a section that it features some of the wildest illustrations that I've ever seen on WikiHow, but really in any sort of format. And it's how to fend off an ostrich. How to battle an ostrich.
Wait, in the avoiding damage section, does it mention that you should stop carrying around its giant egg like an old-timey football guy?
Because
that, I feel like, gets you in trouble a lot.
Or on top of your head like Mario 2.
Yeah, they hate both of those because you seem like you are going to drop it. I'm just uploading some cool pictures of people
hitting an
ostrich with a big stick. Okay, so you find a long weapon. Not a close quarters one because...
Oh, boy. Out of context, this is terrible.
You got to get a long... No, there's nothing funny about hurting animals unless it's a life or death situation. You got to stay to the ostrich's side with your long weapon. In these images, a person is holding a long stick, like a kendo stick. Their form is impeccable, to be honest. And then it just has
This is like the scene in Signs where he just swings away, right?
Yeah.
But it's like if it's like... His sister-in-law just kept saying, like, hey, when that ostrich comes around, Billy or whatever, swing away.
The WikiHow article here has literally demonstrated the glowing weak points on the ostrich. There's neck. That's the weakest part of the ostrich, clearly. I don't think you need a way. If you are in this situation and you're like, okay, I don't know what paths I followed to get me here, but I'm about to fight this ostrich with a big stick. Where am I going to aim this thing? If you don't jump to neck... If you don't jump to that long, beautiful, graceful, powerful, but somewhat fragile neck. Like, what else? What are you going to do?
That could be a trick, though, you know, where you look at it and you're like, I bet that's the weak point. And it's like, ha ha, idiot.
Yeah.
I've evolved to have like an iron neck.
Yeah. Well,
should have gone for my butt.
There's more tips here. Actually, the next thing in the order, it says here, if the ostrich refuses to give up despite your attacks to its neck, aim for its wings when given the opportunity. If the ostrich refuses to give up after you've struck it in the neck with a big stick several times.
Yeah.
It is. Give it. Give yourself to it.
Yeah.
Feed yourself to it.
You've clearly done something that has like done a Kill Bill style life, like
die with honor.
Sworn oath on you.
This is the only thing you have left now is you get to choose to die with honor to this ostrich.
Yes. Allow the ostrich to five finger death punch you or whatever. That's, and then you slowly walk away into the sunset.
The ostrich will nod to you knowingly. One warrior to another before it eviscerates you.
It'll give you a chance to straighten your tie before ripping your guts out.
Isn't that better, though, than you, like, swinging this stupid stick after you after you struck it in its beautiful, powerful neck, and it's not fazed by it, and you're like, and then you get murdered? No. Go for the legs. Anything after the neck attack is, like, completely excessive. You are not going to reach
that
point.
Do you guys agree that, like, if I, Justin McElroy, at this point in my life, am the victim of an ostrich attack, it's a societal problem.
Yes. Okay. But
there's been a systemic...
Something has gone horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Infrastructure has failed me. It can't be my fault that I'm getting attacked by an ostrich, because, like, the people that have ostriches and the people that are charged with looking after my welfare should have collaborated to keep me from this situation. Right.
There should be, yes, there should be lines of defense betwixt you and ostrich, and if those have fallen apart, there are larger issues at play here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah.
If I am killed by an ostrich, I want there to be, like, an investigation, and, like, I want AOC to open up an investigation in Congress. Like, how do we fail our boy so bad? How do we let this happen to our boy?
Now my worry is that if those lines have broken down, as Justin suggests, and I get killed as an ostrich, I might not even make the news.
No.
Right? If that is like an et cetera of like horrible stuff has happened, see page 10, flip, Travis McElroy was killed.
Terrible news tonight. As the brother of the guy that uploaded Barry's tragically killed.
The only things that are left is there's two different tips saying stay the fuck away from ostriches, and then there's one extra one that says stay the fuck away from ostriches, especially during breeding season.
Oh yeah, I know when that is.
Yep.
If I knew when ostrich breeding season was, I've probably been smart enough to avoid putting myself in this scenario.
Well, if you see the ostrich and they're like, oh, like get out of there, get out of
there.
No,
that's weird. Right. I smell feathers and Axe body spray. Oh no!
Mm-hmm.
But nowhere in there, Griffin, is it how to calm down the ostrich?
No, your options are stay away. The order of this article is so fucking weird because it's like, hide, run away. If that doesn't work, fucking hit it with a stick and its glowing weak points. But for real, though, you should probably just stay away from these guys.
I like this idea that the ostrich is like a Destiny 2 like boss fight of like, gotta aim for the glowing spots.
Yeah. They are really giving this ostrich the business.
It's three different people in these pictures, too, which makes it look like it's three people ganging up and like, you take the neck, I'll take the wing.
It's like the printer scene in Office Space, but with an ostrich instead.
That's horrible. They should be arrested.
They should. And the ostrich, too, just for questioning, at least.
Yeah. Well, for its own protection, really. Though this world isn't built for an ostrich. It's not the ostrich's fault that it got out here and panicked.
Travis,
you know what I mean?
It's an ostrich's world. We're all just living in it.
No, I agree with you, Griffin, if I run into the ostrich on its native like habitat. But if an ostrich gets out of the Cincinnati Zoo and finds itself like in OTR or whatever and it freaks out, everyone has to accept that like, fuck yeah, that ostrich freaked out. It doesn't understand any of this. Why is the parking so expensive? How come the restaurants are all so small? Why is there a 45-minute wait, right? Yep. Like that kind of shit.
It runs up on me in a Trader Joe's, and I'm like, you're in my world now. Welcome to my world.
And you hit it with a baguette.
And then I get it right with a baguette right in the face.
Get it with a baguette.
Griff, I know you wanted to do another question, but unfortunately, we got
to
head on
over
to
the money zone.
I don't.
It's better.
podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me ask you guys a question. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals?
Well, yeah, how long do you have?
So much stuff, Travis. Holy shit.
Okay, well, I don't have a lot of time because I have to get back to making the show. But if you guys need to talk with somebody, BetterHelp will assess your needs.
I've been waiting for you to offer me. Oh, you. Oh. I
no,
you were...
this is an ad. Oh, this is an ad, Reed Griffin. But I
no, it's uncomfortable.
Okay. I meet with a professional therapist on a regular basis, and it has changed my life and changed the way that I view the world and interact with friends and loved ones. So if that's something that you have been interested in getting started, why, there's no better time than now. Start today. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist so you can start communicating in under 48 hours. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as you would with traditional therapy. Visit BetterHelp.com/mybrother. That's BetterHelp. And join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. So one more time, that special offer for MBMBM listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/mybrother.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We got spaghetti for you.
Got spaghetti for you.
Come eat these buffalo wings and a little bit of dairy-free ice cream from the store.
And a hairbrush.
And a hairbrush, maybe, if they sell hairbrushes at the grocery store. Hey, DoorDash has everything, basically, at this point. What do you need? Dinner? Yes. Lunch? Yeah. Breakfast? Sure. Dessert time? Sweets? Yes.
Deodorant?
Deodorant is the other thing. Yeah, because you can get grocery essentials.
They've got everything. Food and deodorant.
The only things you need. The stuff that makes your body go and the stuff that makes it so that people don't know the horrible stuff your body makes while it goes. So you can get all that stuff within like just like 30 minutes, like whatever, with DoorDash. DoorDash connects you with the restaurants you love right now, right to your door, and you can get all the grocery essentials you need, drinks, snacks, other household items, cleaning, fluids. Delivered in under an hour with the contactless delivery drop-off setting. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code MABIMBAM. That's 25% off up to $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app and the App Store and you enter MABIMBAM as the code. Don't forget, that's code MABIMBAM for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change, terms apply.
And just to be clear, app is short for application.
Apple.
If you're sick of constantly arguing with the people closest to you about topics that really aren't going to change the world, we're here to take that stress off of your shoulders. We take care of it for you on We Got This with Mark and Hal.
That's right, Hal. If you have a subjective question that you want answered objectively once and for all time for all of the people of the world, questions like who's the best Disney villain, Mac or PC, or should you put ketchup on a hot dog? That's why we're here.
Yes, I get that these are the biggest questions of our time, and we're often joined by special guests like Nathan Fillion, Orlando Jones, and Paget Brewster. So let Mark and Hal take care of it for you on We Got This with Mark and Hal, weekly on Maximum Fun.
Okay.
I want a munch.
Whoa.
I want a munch.
Welcome to Munch Squad, the podcast within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest of brand eating. There is everyone decided to just like jack it back up. Like the munch, my thing today that I'm going to say to you is the munch is back because people are going wild.
Do you think were they waiting?
This could be where we started to see, like, you remember when it seemed like COVID was going away and we saw the push into like some of the like travel and some of those other sectors, and then it seemed like Delta was like back, and then it's like maybe the stay at home brands are where we want to keep the bulk of our sort of interests.
Remember that? Sure.
Sure, yeah.
I think this is kind of where we're at right now, where it's like, this is a flush of people thinking like, time to get nasty again. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But, the chicken sandwich wars also sucked a lot of the oxygen out of the room.
Yeah, well, guess who's trying to start it back up?
You're fucking kidding me.
Taco Bell.
What?
Taco Bell is unleashing, and it says unleash, and they know. They know. They're unleashing the crispy chicken sandwich.
Have they not already done this?
Nationwide on September 2nd.
You can't just do that. The words mean something, Taco Bell.
Beginning September 2nd, Taco Bell's long-awaited crispy chicken sandwich taco will be available nationwide at participating locations for a limited time. Not quite a sandwich, not quite a taco. It doesn't have to explain itself.
It does?
After locally testing earlier this year in Nashville and Charlotte to much success, the test kitchen masterminds knew it was time to go nationwide.
Pull the trigger.
It's fluffy.
Okay, wait a minute. Fluffy wait a minute. Like a sorry, we've talked about this before. In episode 550, we talked about this.
Yes, my friend. Yes. This is now nationwide. We have not talked about the fact. Wait, 550?
Yeah, bud.
Yeah, this was the test. That was the test. Okay. It's here. And it's not fluffy like a sandwich, but folded like a it's fluffy like a sandwich, Griffin. Yeah. But it's folded like a taco. Hmm?
No.
Now, I stand by, I think, what my position back then, looking at a picture of these bad boys now, which is that I would fuck them up proper.
I'm looking at it again. I'm getting hungry all over again.
I would ruin these bad boys.
Whether the crispy chicken sandwich taco is a taco or a sandwich might just be the greatest debate of recent time.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of anything.
It might just be, according to this press release, in 2021, whether this is a taco or a sandwich might just be the greatest debate of recent time. And that's why Taco Bell has enlisted some of the brightest minds in the country to help fans.
James Carville?
Now listen.
It's me, Ben Shapiro. I say it's a sandwich.
It's a me.
It's a sandwich.
Wait, is it a taco? Have identity politics. Is it a sandwich? Ben Shapiro.
Except I would need
now,
to figure out
some way. Now back to my toilet where I live.
You would need to be some way of saying that it's a... I need to find some way of saying it's a taco that reveals, like, is also the most brutal self-demolishing own possible, because that is his brand. Yeah. Is like trying to chuck one. He does an air ball and then it bounces off the rim and gives him a concussion. So on September 4th,
it's got to be a taco, because when I ate it, I got diarrhea for 6 hours. That only happens when I eat tacos.
Right. That's right. On September 4th, Taco Bell will use two real college debate teams from the University of Georgia and Clemson University to go head-to-head in the name of Team It's a Sandwich and Team It's a Taco.
Oh, boy.
And a third team, we had to make It's a Boy. The great crispy chicken sandwich taco debate will air Saturday, September 4th.
Get out.
During the Georgia versus Clemson primetime college football game on NBC.
Oh, record numbers.
It's what they have done here is they have wandered into the chicken sandwich wars.
That is what bothers me. Yes.
And while everybody else is like, a new opponent, a new contender enters the battlefield. But Taco Bell is like, hold up. Because we have our own drama that we need to, like, figure out first. Please don't go on the attack. Nobody else is allowed to announce a chicken taco until we figure out this shit and do some real soul searching.
It's like you can't decide if it's a taco or it's a sandwich. Okay, well, one of them will thrust you into an international conflict that has, I will reiterate for maybe the dozenth time, claimed human lives. Again, I feel like I'm losing it with this thing, but people have died.
Right.
Okay? It's not a joke. One of them enters you into that. The other one is like, I don't know, it's another bad taco. We did it. Or like, it'll still be good. I mean, bad in the sense that like, it's not a It's not a taco, but...
But stop. Please. I just want to... No. Travis, it's important that we take a beat here and appreciate what Justin just did, which is...
You
threw your hat in the ring a little bit.
I threw my hat in the ring. I mean, but it ain't a sandwich either. Ask Hodgman. Somebody get Hodgman on the phone and ask him what this is.
They want Hodgman, though. They want Hodgman for free, Juice, and we're not going to, like, that...
I'm gonna text
him. I just don't know how I feel about the fact that we've been doing Munch Squad now for a long time, and it's reached a point where the fact that Taco Bell has enlisted human beings, and human youths, to debate whether a thing they made is a taco or a sandwich on live television.
They should know.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're asking me.
Right? It should bother me, but instead I'm just left empty inside and thinking like, well, yep, this is where we are.
Where was this indecisiveness when they announced the naked chicken taco where the chicken was the shell, the tortilla?
Oh, they knew what they were doing.
They made that fucking monstrosity, and they were like, this, ladies and gentlemen, this, folks, this is definitely a taco right here.
While we're here, I just want to mention a couple of other things. And I don't want to, like, outstay my welcome here with Munch Squad. But there's a lot going on.
Okay.
Sonic is doing a lineup of wine-inspired slushies.
Fuck yes. Excellent.
Love that.
Fantastic.
Booze free.
Well.
It's that thing of, like, I want to capture the feeling of drinking frozen wine that doesn't get me drunk.
Right. Yeah. I love that stinky fruit flavor.
They
so
got
bad.
Strawberry frosé, red berry sangria, and peach Bellini.
That's not going to get confusing at all when people see that.
Well, why would it be confusing? It's a peach Bellini that doesn't have alcohol in it.
It's a sangria, which I believe is only a term used for the alcoholic drink.
Right.
But not that.
It's not that one.
No.
And then I just have one other thing to talk to you guys about, and that's that pumpkin month.
Hell yeah.
It's coming up. Starbucks just decided to pop it off August 24th, which I think is ridiculous.
Fuck you.
We are a month away from calendar fall and a week away from Justin fall, and I don't think that this is the appropriate
time.
You need to wait till the beginning of Justin Fall or calendar fall.
You can do it as soon as August 15th, says Travis.
Incorrect. Fall, September 1st.
Nope. Fall. August 15th.
It is.
That's back to school season.
No one cares. Nobody cares.
PSL. Hey, just for fun, yeah. How many PSLs do you guys think Starbucks has sold since 2003?
Since 2003? 1 billion.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'll say 600 million.
Wow. 500 million. Excellent job.
Thank you. I still went over and lost.
Yeah, he was over by 20%, Justin. That's not that good.
Last year, if you'll remember, Starbucks had a 1-800 number. Do you guys remember this? Where you could call.
Oh,
and
I remember.
Like,
yes, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Pumpkin jokes or something. Today, there is this year, we got a pumpkin love-o-meter. It's a quiz, and we're going to find out where you guys fall. Who wants to take the quiz?
I do.
Griffin or Travis?
Please, me.
Oh, perfect. Here we go. Which would you get for a first tattoo, Trav? A heart-shaped pumpkin?
What? Uh-huh. Okay.
A heart-shaped
pumpkin? Yeah, you know, a pumpkin in the shape of a heart.
A PSL on your tongue so you can always taste it? A pumpkin cream cold brew goes here on your palm?
Nope.
Or a full flannel sleeve?
Oh,
please try to answer honestly.
I think of those four, full flannel sleeve.
Okay.
That would be...
It seems like all those would be something that a pumpkin fan would do. What would you do if your significant other proposed with a pumpkin cream cold brew?
The fuck?
Would you take the drink and run? Would you say yes immediately? Pumpkin is my significant other.
Oh, wow.
Or post a photo in the Leaf Rakers Society ASAP.
Huh. What? I think I'd take the drink and run would be my honest answer.
Did a fucking AI make this?
It seems like it.
I kind of thought this would be about, like, how much do you like pumpkin?
Trav, what's the first thing you do after arriving at a pumpkin patch?
Oh, take a shit.
Pumpkin patch photo shoot? Give him pumpkin to talk about.
Wait, what?
Is that a separate answer?
Pumpkin patch photo shoot. Semicolon. Give him pumpkin to talk about.
I was so worried that that was a separate answer. Pumpkin patch photo shoot. Comma. Give him pumpkin to talk about. Comma. Okay.
It's a semicolon, actually. Pumpkin patch, which I don't think it's being appropriately used here, but whatever. It's a AI cloud generated quiz. Spend hours hunting for the perfect pumpkin. Hours hunting for the perfect pumpkin.
Okay.
Grab as many pumpkins as you can fit into your car and then some. So I don't, you tell me what that fucking means, Starbucks.
Shatter my car's windows with the pressure, the internal pressure.
I'm going to duct tape them to the top.
Right.
And then this one's probably the wildest one of all. Get your pumpkins and go.
Wow. Okay.
That's awesome.
So what this is implying is a very mechanical, very austere pumpkin just like patch. You're just,
dutifully getting
yes,
your
this is the
pumpkins.
Pumpkin. No more chat. I'm leaving now to return.
I'll be honest, fellas, it's hard for me to move on from give them pumpkin to talk about.
I mean, that's the answer.
Give them pumpkin to talk about is really good. Powerful. But Travis, it's your quiz.
That's the answer.
I wanted to reflect you as a person.
If I get, first thing I do when I get to a pumpkin patch, I'm taking some photos for the gram to give them pumpkin to talk about.
Of course, that's actually probably true.
Something to Talk About by Bonnie Raitt is a song about people spreading rumors that you and somebody else is our lovers. Yeah.
Yes.
So Griffin, are you saying that this is implying that I'm taking this photo shoot and people are going to say, like, is Travis fucking that pumpkin?
I think.
It looks like in this picture he's fucking the pumpkin.
That's what I do.
You know that movie American Pumpkin? I think Travis is trying to recreate it.
I think Travis put his dick in that pumpkin.
Would you ever name your pet pumpkin?
Awesome. Yeah.
I already did. BRB changing their name. My pet is a pumpkin. Ooh. No fourth answer provided.
Excellent. Oh, boy.
So here's the, again, would you name your pet pumpkin? I already did. BRB changing their name. My pet is a pumpkin. How are you supposed to judge your pumpkin love with these options?
Yeah, where's the fourth one? Like, hypothetically, I would if that name fit with that particular pet.
Yeah, if it's like seemed like a good name for.
I guess my answer would be of those three, BRB, I'll just change your name.
Would you rather let a stranger hold your PSL or hold your baby?
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
No third or fourth options provided.
I guess the answer would be that I'd let them hold my PSL because if they ran away with that, it's a lot easier to replace.
Sure.
Wait, is PSL penis leash?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what?
What's the S for there, Justin?
Penis.
Penis.
Do you want to let him hold your PSL or your baby? Make
oh, well,
choice.
Then it's definitely my PSL, if that's the case. Because why else have it? Why else would I have it?
You're not going to hold your own PS leash. That's perverted.
No, why would I have that? It's for other people to hold.
POV. POV. You're lost in a corn maze.
Yeah.
How are you getting out?
This one's an essay answer.
plan your route. I'm probably not getting out, TBH.
Oh, no.
Or follow the smell of penis leash to the nearest Starbucks.
Well, I'm not a defeatist, so I guess I'm going to go with penis leash here. When the real answer, the third one, would be just start charging forward through the coin.
Just cry for corn. What pumpkin item would we most likely find in your closet? And it says, no judgment.
Oh, wait. Okay.
A pair of shoes carved from actual pumpkins.
Oh.
Pumpkin fashion isn't my passion. A pumpkin onesie or a vintage pumpkin patchwork jacket.
Oh, it's the vintage pumpkin patchwork jacket.
There needs to be like more options in this quiz that's like, I don't actually really like the pumpkin spice.
That's what the second one is. The second one was like, no, you know what? On second thought, I know I've made it pretty far through this quiz, but actually fuck pumpkins and not in a fun
Trav,
way.
This is the last one, okay, Trav? You make your way to the pumpkin prom. What move are you busting out? An organized fall flash mob. A series of perfect pumpkin pirouettes. The pop, lock, and pumpkin. Not my style. I'll be by the pumpkin punch
bowl. It's that one. Not my style. I'll be by the pumpkin punch bowl. Because if I'm being honest, I was always a little nervous at dances. But I did love Punch.
The results are in, Travis.
Yeah?
You are a secret pumpkin admirer.
Okay.
This is the second to least you can like the second to least you can like pumpkins is secret pumpkin admirer. Even though you don't fully embrace the pumpkin-loving lifestyle, it's hard to ignore that tingly feeling you get inside whenever you get your hands on one. Again, by that we mean a pumpkin. Yeah. Get your hands on a pumpkin and you tingle. Don't worry. We won't tell if you don't want us to. It can be our little pumpkin spice filled.
You can fuck that pumpkin until the cows come home, and we're going to keep it quiet here at Starbucks. TM.
That is until you share this with your followers. Then it just says you can share it.
Now, what is the least you can like pumpkin there?
Well, Trav, it's a scientific quiz. I can't just move the needle to where it points.
Yeah, I would just love it if, the least option is just like, well, you fucking got us.
Well, hey, we got caramel macchiato still or whatever the fuck.
You hate this shit. Come in for a plain black coffee, okay?
So anyway, that's the Munch Squad.
Do we want to do one other question real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was recently able to order one of the new Xboxes.
Nice.
During checkout, the estimated arrival was sometime in the middle of next week. Great. I recently got an email that shipping had been expedited, and it would now be arriving this Saturday. Also great, right? Wrong. Saturday is my fiancé's birthday. Mm. How can I avoid explaining to my fiancé that I bought myself a new present for her birthday? Some additional context. Something similar happened last year where I ended up buying myself a new bicycle on her birthday. I don't know how this keeps happening. Conflicted about Cortana in Kentucky.
Well,
I mean, you hide and lie, and that's not a bad, that's not a terrible one to do.
To lie to your significant other?
On the spectrum of fibs is, you know, hiding away, squirreling away your Xbox for a couple days to make it seem like it arrived when it was supposed to arrive. Oh, that's a victimless crime. But if you don't want to do that, I do think you just got to get a better present than the Xbox
like
that
a PlayStation
got yourself.
5.
And good fucking luck, because, I mean, Master Chief, Blink's the Time Sweeper, Banjo-Kazooie. It's like, how are you going to beat? You can't beat. That's the dream team right there. You can't beat that.
At this point, pretty soon, you're going to be married, right? At which point, 50% of your stuff will be theirs anyways, legally. So just give them the Xbox. Like,
get the Xbox.
That seems bad, though. It's like, I know you won't like this as much as me, but here it is. It's a gift for you.
Now, here's the problem. Okay, here's the problem, question asker, is that a year ago, you preemptively fucked this up by getting yourself a bike on their birthday. That you could have easily not done. Now, this is happening. You're going to have to give that Xbox away to me as punishment.
Damn.
Well, here's the other thing I was going to say, question asker, and I don't want to be sort of a downer, but maybe just cancel shipment because there ain't no games.
No,
guys, there ain't. I hate to bring it like this to be kind of Sony crazy right now, but there ain't no games. There's no games, though,
Sony,
for it. There's no games.
Sony, we got them all.
Sony's got them all. Crash. And for Xbox, there ain't.
They don't have Crash Bam.
Games.
No Crash Bandicoot on that one or Gex.
Is the term Sony crony? Because I've always used, like, I'm a bro for Sony and just said, like, I'm a brony. Is that not?
No, no, that's not the one. You could be a Sony crony or a Sony. What's the one you always get? Sony pony.
Oh, okay.
That may just be one Griffin says.
See, that's so weird because I've actually combined them and I said I'm a brony pony. Is that bad?
No, that's good. That's a good thing.
No, it's good.
Okay.
It's a good name.
And I'm someone who loves Xbox, so I've also just said I'm a sexbox.
Yeah.
Maybe you could try to do like, oh man, I won the contest.
Yes.
Maybe like, I won that contest I entered.
Okay, wait.
For Xbox.
There is a way. This is going to sound manipulative.
I just did it. Of course there's a way.
I think we spent some time on this contest victory. It's good stuff.
I'm just saying you won a contest.
Yeah, I did hands on. I did hands on a hard body. When? Overnight.
Yeah, other people did a bad job. I thought it would take way longer.
I thought
Remember the other day when I was gone for 20 minutes? That was it.
It was a hands-on hard body. It lasted 20 minutes. They filled the fucking room with scorpions. And you know me. I think they're cute. I think they're neat. So, easy Xbox. God, Gex is so cool.
Can't just drop that on me. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you've enjoyed yourself. We certainly appreciated you hanging out with us, and we love to have you around.
That's very nice, Justin.
We love having you here.
I want everyone to know, if you're listening to this on Monday, you got two more days to grab our pin of the month, which is Work of Fart, benefiting One Tree Planted. We've also got some pixel art stickers of us on there, which are available individually or as a set. The stickers will still be there come the new month, but that pin will be gone. And just a little sneak preview. Starting on Wednesday, there's some really, really good stuff in there. So go check that out at macroymerch.com. And, of course, we want to thank Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. If you haven't checked out that, I would say, super fun music video for that song, it's available on our YouTube channel. Just search McRoy Family on YouTube, and it's all there. Thanks to Max Fun, our podcast home. Check out all the other McRoy shows at macroy.family.
Griffin, do you have a final Yahoo for us?
Yeah, this final Yahoo, thanks, everybody, for listening. This final Yahoo was sent in by Rond. And it's asked Rond, and it's asked by Yahoo Answers user Jeffy from Family Circus, who asks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you have it so digital static?
Oh, on the website? Yeah.
I'm having a lot of technical static on my...
Oh, I hate that. Try adjusting the knobs.
Try adjusting.
Yeah. Let me, adjust the contrast.
Try the vertical and the horizontal.
Yeah. Oh, I got it now. So this is Jeffy from Family Circus who asks...
No, check the antenna. Got it.
Hold on, try rebooting it real quick. Do a quick reboot.
Put some foil on the top.
Oh, okay. Jeffy from Family Circus asks, I found a gun. Uh-oh.
I don't think so.
I don't think that's what the question was. Can you try that again, Griffin?
It's Jeffy from Family Circus says, I found a gun. Uh-oh.
No, it's not that. Do a refresh.
Do I give it to my mom and dad or my ghost grandparents? That's from Jeffy of Family Circus. A kid, you got to give it to somebody. Dangerous.
It's just McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.